You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good Friday morning. It is August the 15th of 2025. The time is 7:23 at our 98.9 WXCO downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Very pleasant start. Some few clouds up there, but some sunshine as well. Temperature at 70 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, you can catch our local segments at 22 and 52 after the hours at between 7 and 9 a.m. Also on YouTube at our YouTube channel, our 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel at YouTube.com. Coming up here during our local segments this morning in the second hour of the program, third hour, if it's, you're calling it Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, we will be talking some Wisconsin sports. Paul Miklik will be joining us in just about an hour's time at 8:22. Lots to talk about. Brewers stay red hot. Packers getting set for their second preseason game. High school football ready to kick off next Thursday night. Scrimmages going on this morning and this afternoon. So, and Wisconsin Badgers getting closer and closer to kicking things off. So we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more with Paul Miklik coming up at 8:22. Coming up at 7:52 this morning, we are going to talk about the latest developments in the Wausau Dropbox case. Of course, we're coming up on, 11 months since Mayor Doug Denny put on the hard hat, put on the vest, grabbed the dolly, and hauled away the Dropbox because he thought he could do that. And we have continued to wait and wait and wait and wait to see what's going to happen. Well, yesterday, some news came in concerning a special prosecuting attorney involved in this. So okay, we'll give you the details on this never-ending saga coming up at 7:52 this morning. Also, as you heard Pat Kreitlow talk about in the previous segment, it is another free ticket Friday.
Yes.
Yep. All throughout the day here on 98.9 WXCO and on the Civic Media Radio Network. A chance for you to win tickets to see the Red Hot Milwaukee Brewers at American Family Field. They will be next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, taking on the San Francisco Giants. Brewers are on the road this weekend and then on the road early next week before returning home next weekend to take on the Giants. And we are giving you multiple chances to win a four-pack of tickets. Terrific seats at American Family Field to see Milwaukee and San Francisco next Saturday night. And you have right now your first chance to send in your keyword. And again, the keyword for this show, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, is first, F-I-R-S-T.
Like in first base.
Or first place.
Exactly.
First place where the Brewers are. So
I was trying to stay with the baseball metaphors.
Well, first is first for the Brewers. So first. So all you have to do is open up your Civic Media app, choose 98.9 WXCO, click on the text button, and just put in that one word, first, F-I-R-S-T, and you'll be part of the drawing to win that four-pack of tickets through the Mornings with Pat Kreitlow show. But you'll have chances to also win throughout the day. Make sure you tune in to Matt and Air on Air. Make sure you listen to Tom Hartman, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, all with your chances to win Milwaukee Brewers tickets. So again, first, so send that in right now through the Civic Media app. Good morning to Ian Welsh.
Good morning. Chen,
how did opening night go last night? Of course, Ian, we've been talking about part of the River and Woods Theater Company and their Shakespeare in the Park productions, both a production, A Midsummer Night's Dream at 2 p.m. yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And you are in the 6 p.m. show, which again was?
The A Comedy of Errors.
And last night was opening night at Stewart Park. How did it go?
Last night was so much fun. It was beautiful weather. We had a very decent-sized audience, and they were very reactive. There was a lot of applause and a lot of laughter. And what a good feedback after the performance as well. But everybody had a really fun time, and I would say our opening night last night was a great success.
Fantastic.
And we get to do it all over again tonight.
Yep. Last
as long
night,
as the weather is good.
Well, the weather cooperated last night, right?
It certainly did. It was actually, it was a little humid, but it wasn't that bad. It was actually still very, very nice out there.
Well, looks like you may get similar type conditions tonight. There's it looks like it's going to be a warm day, sunny skies, high near 86, heat indices near 90. The rain chance is right now 20%. So that looks like you'll get through your productions today, but then tomorrow again looking like it could be some thunderstorm. So we have to keep an eye on that.
We have a possible rain date on Sunday if the weather is bad on Saturday.
Okay, well, keep an eye on that. People, keep an eye on River and Woods Theater Company's Facebook page. I'm sure they'll have announcements on that, and we'll try to keep you up to speed as well.
Absolutely.
But get over there tonight. Again, 2 o'clock for Midsummer Night's Dream, Comedy of Errors at 6 o'clock, Stewart Park in Wausau.
Yeah, it really is a beautiful park.
And a lot of entertainment, right? People will laugh. People will cry. People will be besides themselves with so much wonderful activity.
They say that laughter is the best medicine, and this and these shows absolutely prove it.
Absolutely. Again, coming up at 7:52, we'll talk about the latest developments in the Dropbox situation involving the mayor of Wausau. 8:22, we'll be talking to Paul Micklig about Wisconsin sports. Coming up, a look at the Farm Report, and then back to Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:53, currently 70 degrees under plenty of sunshine here on this Friday morning. We are in the middle of August. Yep. Midway through August, the 15th day, as this month and this year just keeps flying right on by. But one thing that is not flying right on by is the Dropbox case. It just seems,
like the longer we wait, the less significance it has.
It just drags on and on, but we had some news yesterday as there was an announcement that there will be a special prosecutor in the State Department of Justice investigation into the 2024 removal of the ballot drop box from outside of Wausau City Hall. Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney will serve as the special prosecutor. Okay. Eric Toney. I say that because
you've heard of him?
We have heard of him.
Okay.
He is a Republican who ran in the last election for Attorney General of Wisconsin.
I see.
I got a question. I'm going to throw it out there for folks. not just in this case, but generally. Why is it that when we have special prosecutors, whether in Washington, whether in Wisconsin, that when a Republican is being investigated, they get a Republican special prosecutor, and when a Democrat is being investigated, there is a Republican special prosecutor?
It does seem odd.
If you go back to Bill Clinton, you go back to other Democratic politicians, there always seems to be the Ken Starrs of the world, Republicans. And here, it's a guy who is a partisan Republican. Okay. He was the Republican candidate for state attorney general in the 2022 election. He lost a close election to Josh Call, the incumbent, 50.6% to 49.3%. But Doug Dinney must be thrilled to have a partisan Republican named as the special prosecutor in this case. So this idea of maybe, oh, hey, this is somehow moving forward. No, this isn't, again, not really. We're looking for equal justice under law. And I'm not sure how this is going to be equal justice under law. I don't get it. I don't. Mm-hmm. If you're going to name a special prosecutor, you don't. you named the number one Republican attorney, district attorney in Wisconsin. That is not fair.
No, that is not fair
to the people of Wausau. That is not fair in this case.
Why don't you make it an independent a candidate for the lawyer instead of having just one side or the other? Why don't you have someone who can meet in the middle?
How this occurred is that the Marathon County District Attorney, Kyle Mayo, said he requested the appointment to avoid conflicts of interest and ensure transparency. What will happen now is Eric Toney will review the Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigations findings, determine whether further inquiry is needed, and decide on any potential action. This has been a situation that just keeps dragging and dragging and dragging. Again, it was on September the 22nd of 2024. So we're coming up on almost 11 full months when Mayor Doug Dinney moved a locked absentee ballot drop box from outside the city hall inside his office.
He dressed up in a hard hat and one of those safety vests, and he got a dolly, and he brought the drop box inside.
He cited security concerns, lots of outrage from folks who said that he was not supposed to do that. It was told to him that he was not able to do that. But the continuing investigations on something that seems, again, there may be things that I don't know. I'm sure there are things I don't know. But there seems to be a lot that was right out there. Either he was able to do it or he was not able to do it. He was told multiple times that, no, you are not able to remove the drop box, and yet he didn't. Toney, in some comments after being named the special prosecutor, said anyone named in the investigative materials is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. So, yes, well, that's true, but it certainly lays the foundation that we're going to get where this is going to end up.
Yeah.
The DOJ investigation is ongoing. No additional details have been released. So, again, we're coming up on 11 months into this. So now we have a new attorney that is looking into it. Again, Eric Toney. And, again, I just find it odd, interesting, and not all that does not fill me with great confidence that ultimately we're going to get to a decision that I think is fair. And that's what we want. I mean, let's get to a decision that is fair. Let the mayor go back to, you know, doing his job. Let the folks here go back to focusing on a lot of the issues that need to be handled here in our community. But I just find the idea that you're going to name the Republican candidate for state attorney general in the last election, now the special prosecutor, to try and get to the bottom of this drop box issue involving the mayor of Wausau, who basically has run in office as a conservative Republican, does not seem, and again, I just find the irony that consistently we get special prosecutors or special investigators that always seem to be Republicans. We very rarely see a Democratic special prosecutor. It just seems to be odd in my humble opinion.
Very odd.
Coming up at 8:22, we will be talking some Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg. Coming up next, top of the hour news update, and then more with Pat Kreitlow on this Friday morning. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I watch them on TV. I'm working out most every day. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Beautiful Friday morning, plenty of sunshine, middle part of the month, August the 15th of 2025, 70 degrees here at our downtown studios. Heading into the weekend, enjoy the nice weather now because it's going to change. Going to get wet starting tomorrow, but we'll have more on the forecast coming up. But time to look ahead to the weekend, talk some Wisconsin sports. Paul Micklegg joining us. I'm not used to seeing you in blue.
Well,
I just jumped out.
You've seen a couple times,
but I mean, not yeah, but I mean, it's is that a throwback?
Yeah, that's probably one of the All-Star games throwback.
Yeah, it looks like a throwback. Busy day. Busy day. You know, it's a good day. It's you have your scrimmage later on today over at Newman Catholic at 3 o'clock, correct?
Correct.
Folks can come on by and see you and three other squads going at it. Coming up when I'm done here, I'm going to head over to D.C. Everest. They have a scrimmage involving Wausau West and some others as well. So if you're a football fan, a chance to go out and just see some pads going together.
Yeah, it's always a good day, not just for obviously coaches, it's for everybody in the state of Wisconsin, kind of getting that fall feeling and get to see your teams and get to see where they're at. And, you know, life, just like anything, athletics and sports, it goes fast. The season goes fast. And when you get to the scrimmage, it's live time.
It is. For Newman Cardinal football fans out there, how have things been going so far in practice?
Good. A great group of kids, working hard, doing things that being asked of them, and it's a fun group to be with, and every year's a different year, every year's a unique year, and you gotta just appreciate the opportunity to be out there and playing a terrific team game.
You got a long road trip Thursday night, and you gonna be in next Friday morning? It's a long way to go to the
depends
forest.
On the outcome.
Well, no,
I'm kidding. I never base anything off of that.
Like I may be going there. I don't know yet. So
it's a good hike up there. But you know, it's always good.
I'm doing my best to get someone else to go up there.
You know, the one thing about you, Chad, you're always looking ahead and being prepared. And I'm one of those guys. I'm just trying to get through today which is a credit to you.
I don't know about that, but no, we'll look forward to seeing the Cards in action next Thursday night at Florence, and also Wausau West in action against Superior. It's always an exciting time, the start of another great year of high school athletics here on 98.9 WXCO. Let you get away from it for a few minutes. I know you like to get away from it for a few minutes. I guess we only have a few minutes left here, but the Packers. I hadn't watched a preseason game in a number of years, to be honest with you. But last Saturday, I'm going to watch. I'm going to sit down and get on the couch. I bought a new couch, so I was more comfortable. So I had to test the new couch to see how it worked for. Actually, it was because I real fast. I was to the point I could not invite anybody over because my couches were falling apart so badly. It's like I needed a new couch. I needed a couple new couches. So I got new couches. They look great. They feel great. So now I can be the party central for football starting again. So
awesome.
Just so you know.
That is. The couches are ready to go.
The couches are ready to go. So there you go. But Packers look poor I mean, they just look poor. I mean, obviously, it doesn't, in the big picture, nobody remembers. But they just didn't look very sharp. And then he had Jordan Love banging his thumb on a helmet and out until the first regular season game. Is there any reason for concern, or is it just, hey, take a deep breath and we'll get ready for Detroit in week one?
I think you got to look at it and that wasn't fun to watch.
No, it was not.
That was not. And if anybody, I don't think anybody would disagree with that comment. So we'll see how things come up this week. I think if you had that another week like that performance, it wasn't even that you're not winning or you're not doing this stuff. It's just they looked lackluster.
Basics.
They couldn't tackle. They couldn't catch a ball. They couldn't. I mean, penalties all over the place.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things that are troublesome if it becomes a routine. Yeah, routine, consistent, those kinds of things.
I mean, LaFleur even said it. I mean, it's just not acceptable. And you as a coach, you know in any circumstance, whether it's a practice, a scrimmage, or a game itself, there are certain things that are sort of non-negotiables. And the Packers, a few of those non-negotiables didn't step up on Saturday last week.
If they have another one or two like that, I think there is going to be concern. The bells are going to start going off. They are pretty banged up now. You know, we go through from last week until this week, and they have five, six of those guys, starters, that are we won't see until opening day possibly. So hopefully we'll see them on the opening day. Yeah. So that is a concern also, that they're getting bumped up. But that's part of the gig. It's football. You know, you're going to have guys in and out sometimes, and you got to come over that.
Well,
it just they did not look – And for when I say prepared, I don't mean because they were going against a team and they weren't scouted right or whatever the case may be. They just didn't look like a team that was ready to play football.
You know the old saying, they didn't show up? I thought that was probably as good an example of that as I've seen in a very long time.
It was concerning.
Wasn't you notice that some of the Packer helmets were extra padded for protection? I mean, I was watching that during the game.
Like the Great Gazoo from the Flintstones.
Are they wearing different helmets? Because these ones
have there's a
concussion.
Yeah.
For Romeo Dobbs was one of them,
I saw that.
Nice and soft.
No concussions.
No concussions. Well,
that's right.
I don't think they needed the padding because they weren't really putting their helmets into it last week.
No, they were not.
We're going to have more with Paul Micklegg. We'll talk. We'll touch a little bit on the Badgers as they get set to start off their season soon. Also, the Brewers still red hot. Haven't lost since we last talked, which is always a good thing. So we'll talk about that and more coming up at 8:52. And we'll give Ian his number for the day quiz to wrap it up as well. More of Pat Kreitlow coming up after an information update. The time is almost 8:30 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes, Ian Welsh, Paul Micklegg across the way. Yesterday, I was looking at an article in The Athletic, and it was an article, and again, it was clickbait. You know, I knew I shouldn't click on it, but I clicked on it because it talked about the coaches under fire in college football. And I was surprised that Wisconsin was not listed among the list of coaches under fire in college football with Luke Fickell.
How is he not in the top five?
I know. He was not listed as one of the coaches under fire. And in a sense, I'm trying to be adult about this because I don't want to be one of those people that always is saying, fire the coach, fire the coach.
Yeah,
every time there's some, there's been, but at the same time, I think you want to see more of a Fickell DNA this year. And I also saw an article this week that somebody that's been around the team has said people are going to like the running game. So obviously in August, I think I said to somebody, I said, if you're not optimistic in August, then there's a problem.
There is a problem, correct.
But what's your take here as we go into the Badger season? Because, man, 2 years ago, it was like, holy cow, national championship, here we come. And now there's like this negativity after what happened last year. And also knowing that it is a very tough schedule this season as well.
That is, you just summed up you just answered the question.
But what's your feeling about it?
Well, pretty much what you just said. 2 years ago, they had the schedule that was set up, and when they did not execute that schedule, that was alarming. That was alarming because it was
What were you talking about?
You knew what was coming down the pipe, and if you weren't going to make hay when the sun's up, that storm was coming, and you weren't going to be able to make it, and the storm is here. And they started last year a little bit, and now it's really ramped up. That the landscape, even since he got hired, has changed. It started before that already, but it really has changed. You're going to have the haves and the have-nots. Is Wisconsin going to be in the have-nots? That's going to be a question that's going to be...
When there's 18 teams in a conference, there are a lot of have-nots now, isn't there?
That's the thing is. That's what I mean.
You have a pretty darn good football team, a really good football team, and be 10th?
Yeah. I mean, and what does a 10th record look like?
And especially
with Alabama on there,
right? And especially in a Big Ten conference now, that I can't stand their commissioner. I hate the way that they're throwing the weight around. But at the same time, that leads to these great expectations for everybody, and there's not a lot of wiggle room, I guess, for any of these coaches anymore, any sport.
No, I mean, if
every time Greg Gard has a 2-game losing streak, people are talking about it, even though he's been you were on his bandwagon from the very beginning. I'll give you credit there. But every time there's a 2-game losing streak for a guy that's been outstanding, he gets pressure. Like, it's insane. It really is. It's insane.
And that's where we're at. I mean, now, both situations were they had, Bo Ryan, Hall of Famer, Barry Alvarez, Hall of Famer. So they had
Brett
these
Bielema,
guys.
Hall of Famer.
I will say this. Your guy is looking pretty good this year. Guy is looking pretty good. I will admit that.
They are two different situations, but
you know what I mean. So it's different than if they were coming off of Don Morton going into this situation. I'm just I actually think Don Morton was a good coach, but if they were coming off that era, I guess Steve Yoder.
Yeah, yeah, I remember Steve Yoder. Yeah, I liked Steve Yoder too.
But the thing is, the expectations were different.
Oh, you went to the NIT back and Steve Yoder. Give him a contract extension.
Yes.
Now you get fired.
Now you get fired. Yeah. And so if Wisconsin didn't have that, because I don't think you get it as much, even though they did fire that Minnesota coach in basketball, on the late night to coming back from whatever they're coming back. So you still have those, but the expectation's different.
Yeah.
And the thing is, are they realistic nowadays? They got to look at those expectations different. Is 6-6?
Is Northwestern or Purdue or some of these other schools, they have to be realistic.
Well, Fitzgerald got himself fired because he did something.
Right. But otherwise, he was in really good shape because they could have their down years, but they have their up years. So it's like,
correct,
up and down. So,
the expectations at every job is different.
Exactly.
And it should be it should be like that because it's not realistic. In an 18-team conference, you're going to have, that means there's going to be 17 teams that don't get first.
Yep.
The odds of winning a Big Ten title.
Well, that's why the Big Ten commissioner is trying to get 4 automatic berths for the Big Ten in the playoff, because then it's like, and then he would have these play-in games. So he's trying to make it where like the top 8 have playoffs in the Big Ten conference. And I think he's actually doing that to help some of these schools say, okay, it makes a really good year a little bit a wider swath.
Correct.
So it'll be interesting though. We don't even have time for the Brewers, but hopefully by the time we talk next week, they'll still haven't lost.
If they're 4-4, Chad,
I know
if they're 4-4, it's good.
Yeah, even if they just win 2 out of 5, they're still in good shape in Chicago.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, exactly.
4-4. Right. That's what we want.
You're right. You're right.
Anything else is extra.
But that Chicago series is the one you don't want to lose 5 in a row. That's what.
That would be a problem.
That would be a problem. All right, well, we'll see you next week after Florence.
We'll have some fun, and I'm excited for the question here.
It's a Badger football question number.
Okay.
Awesome. Ian is 3-4 this week.
Yes.
Your number for the day is?
Okay.
What year was the last time the Wisconsin football program had back-to-back losing seasons? So it'll be the second in the back-to-back. The Badgers had a losing record last year. Okay. They have not had a losing record in back-to-back seasons since what year? Your choices are.
All right.
1993, 1997, 2001.
1993, 1997, 2001.
You know that one?
Just do the math.
I hate doing math in my head. Okay, I'm just going to take a shot here.
93, 97, or 2001?
I'm going to say... Final answer, I'm going to say 1997.
What do you say?
1997 is final answer.
What do you say?
I would have phoned a friend and said 1993.
2001!
Oh.
Barry in 2000 and 2001 both went 5 and 7.
Ah, 3 out of 5 is not bad.
Yeah.
Well, we both are on.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Happy Friday, everybody. Enjoy the weekend.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.